We are to live by God's every word. July 23. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. As Christ bowed upon Jordan's banks after his baptism, there was a bright light that descended like a dove of burnished gold and lighted upon him, and from heaven was heard a voice saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." We read over these words, but do not take in their significance. We do not seem to understand their value to us. They are stating to you that you are accepted in the Beloved. Christ with his long human arm encircles the fallen race, while with his divine arm he grasps the throne of the Almighty, thus uniting earth with heaven, and fallen, finite human beings with the infinite God. And this earth, which was divorced from heaven, is again united with heaven. A communication is opened with heaven through Jesus Christ, so that the human race, which was fallen, is brought back again into favor with God. Here Jesus passed into the wilderness of temptation, and trial is brought to bear upon him 100 times more trying than that brought upon Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. If Adam and Eve had lived by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, they never would have fallen, never lost the right to the tree of life. All who will live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God now will be brought back to the Eden home. There is happiness, hope, and peace for the desponding. We cannot afford to give our God-given ability and devote it to the commonplace things of this earth. We want a faith that will grasp the promise set before us in the Gospel. I see matchless charms in Jesus. I never talk of any trials I cannot bear, or any self-sacrifice that I cannot make. I see one who died in my behalf, and he shall not die for me in vain. I will place myself in right relation to God, and I will have a right hold from above. I am not studying what the world will say of me, but my study is, Lord, how shall I please Thee? How shall I perform my mission in this world? If we are overcomers at last, there are battles for us to fight, and we will find that the flesh warreth against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. It is for us to say which will triumph.